So, as we said, it wasn't the only news coming from Governor Baker today. Testimony regarding the vaccine was this morning, but then just a couple of hours ago, the governor announced that as of Monday, Massachusetts is going to enter step two of phase three of the reopening plan. We'll tell you what that is. And then on March 22nd, we're going to officially enter for the first time phase four. So what does all of that mean? Here to help us is WBUR's Quincy Walters. Hey there, Quincy.
Hey, Tiziana.
Thanks for doing this. So let's lay it out for folks. Let's start with next Monday. That is step two of phase three. So what does that mean?
Yeah, so I'll just start by saying this is sort of a constellation of dizzying numbers. But this means that indoor performance venues can open at 50% capacity with up to 500 people. It also means that indoor recreational activities like laser tag or roller skating and places where, you know, the walls and floors are trampolines can open to 50% capacity. Fitting rooms can open. And this all might be, you know, perfect timing because the forecast is calling for rain on Monday.
Okay. And again, for listeners, that's Monday. Okay. Now, the governor also said that some of the restrictions Monday on restaurants would be loosened, right?
Yeah. So the restrictions that were put on restaurants in December following that surge have been lifted. There's no percentage limit, but there are sort of, you know, numerical parameters that restaurants have to follow. Tables have to be 6 feet apart. There can be no more than six people at each table, and those patrons can't stay any longer than 90 minutes. But it does not apply to food courts, which are still closed.
Okay, so then there were announcements about phase four. Now, that will happen on March 22nd, as long as there are no significant changes in the public health data, obviously, between now and then. That'll be our first time moving into phase four. What will we do then? What happens?
So, Tiziana, in a word, Fenway, but
Fenway.
there will be more words. This will allow stadiums and arenas like Fenway and Gillette and the Garden, places with, you know, 5,000 seat capacity, they can open, but at 12%. And this also includes summer camps, and it might be too cold to be thinking about that, which means it might be the perfect time to be thinking about that. But overnight summer camps are allowed to reopen. And this also includes exhibition and convention halls. But, you know, if you were looking forward to, you know, getting your groove on somewhere, nightclubs are not open. Dance floors can only happen at weddings.
Oh, there are so many things I'm looking forward to, Quincy. Getting my groove on is one. That does sound like that's going to have to wait. So what else is going to have to wait? What's not going to get to reopen for step one of phase four, which is the part that would hopefully be scheduled to start on March 22nd?
Yeah, so the businesses that are still on sort of standby are bars and clubs, amusement parks, indoor water parks, parades, all have to wait until sort of, the governor said, until, you know, data lend itself to their reopening.
So kind of whiplash here, Quincy, and I suspect intentional whiplash, right? Because pushback on how the vaccine rollout is going this morning, and then, hey, lots of stuff. An announcement comes from the governor who got pushback. Lots of stuff opening this afternoon. What are you hearing in reaction to these reopening announcements?
Right. So, you know, there's been no sort of explicit correlation between, you know, the hearing today and the reopening. And at the press conference, the governor sort of, you know, tried to make the case for his decisions by saying that his handling of the pandemic has, you know, been in the best interest of the Commonwealth. And he's been, you know, every decision he makes has been met with people saying he's been too lax or he's been too cautious. So, you know, this is sort of an attempt to get businesses back that, you know, he's followed what's happened in other states that have made similar decisions and have fared okay. So this is, you know, him hoping to get Massachusetts, as he said a couple of times, to the other side.
All right. That's WBUR's Quincy Walters. Quincy, thanks.
Thanks, Tiziana.